It's your boy Gerard Mayo. We're back again, and today we're going to talk about stunting. And when I say stunting, I'm not talking about wearing flashy jewelry. I'm talking about defensive movement. All right, so you know you have five offensive linemen, and you can't always pressure or blitz. So what do you have to do? You have to beat these guys with quickness and explosiveness on the front. And when I say the front, I mean your defensive linemen. So you know you're going four against at least five, sometimes six, depending on if they leave a tight end or a running back in the game. So what do you have to do? You have to stunt or move. So you have to cause confusion between these five guys. So the first stunt we're going to talk about is a TE stunt. And when I use these letters, I'm talking about T for tackle or E for defensive end. So the first letter will be our penetrator. And a TE stunt, the tackle will penetrate this gap, essentially setting the edge, as we talked about in previous segments. So he's setting the edge here, which lets your defensive end or your E be free, right? So he can come up the field. He's going to cause some separation. But at the end of the day, he's going to wrap around here. And now you have a ton of pressure on this guard. You have a 2-on-1 on the guard, and it causes havoc in the back end. So that's your TE stunt. So now you know if you have a TE stunt, you have to have a ET stunt. And what does that mean? The first letter is E for defensive end. So you will have your E penetrate here, but now you come inside and your T or your tackle will cover your butt and he's able to wrap around and set the edge. So doing these different stunts on the inside causes havoc for an offensive line, and they have a hard time really keeping up. So 4-on-5, what do? You use your explosiveness and your pass rushing stunts to cause havoc.